The bid is funding a new program of regular deep cleaning in Richmond after this rise in COVID-19 cases. Could you give me a bit more information about this?
Okay, yes, I can. We wanted, as the lockdown lifted in June, we were very keen to aspire to best practice in street cleansing and antiviral spraying. Richmond did bid, having done quite a lot of research on this, hired some contractors to come in twice a week to spray all the touch points in Richmond to get rid of any trace of viruses. And we've been doing that now for some time and are about to extend the program, because originally the program was for just a couple of months, but it's now been extended and it is ongoing. And every twice a week, the place, all the touch points in the central area get sprayed, all the viruses are killed, and the antiviral spray lasts for 72 hours. So the idea here is to make it a safer place for residents and a more welcoming place from the point of view of businesses, and to offer reassurance to the public.
How much is this costing? Because if you're having to spray every 2 weeks, I imagine that can go up pretty quickly.
It's a manageable cost. You know, this is done by Richmond Bid. And we have a small budget, but we've made the allocation, and it's a few hundred pounds every month. We're able to do it.
What sort of reaction have you had from businesses, and what sort of reaction have you seen towards people's attitudes to the high street during this sort of time?
Well, Richmond is, as you know, it is a thriving hub, and traditionally a lot of people come through the station every day. Things I think are going quite well, given the circumstances we're operating in. We also ran a campaign, Richmond Bid ran a campaign called the Space Initiative, which encourage best practices by businesses to ensure compliance, engage with PPE and so on. And 120 businesses in the main area joined us. And we provided certification for the measures they were putting in place. And we think that has offered a good measure of reassurance as to what Richmond is doing to keep the virus at bay out of the main shopping area.
How much do the customers know about this, and how much difference have you seen it make?
Well, in many shop windows in Richmond, you'll see a safe space sticker that explains is, if you like, proof of the compliance of the business inside. And space, by the way, is an anagram, and it stands for sanitizer available at entry and exit points, protective equipment used when necessary, A for area managed to ensure social distancing, C for cleansing of all touch points regularly, and E for environment that is safe and well managed. And the certification is handed out to businesses that are being seen to comply. And it's very visible in many shop windows. So I think this is something the public are aware of. And we've also had, I think it's fair to say, with our antiviral efforts, we were really pioneers. Richmond Bid was a pioneer in the country of getting this stuff done. And we received some quite a lot of regional news coverage at the time this was implemented in June. And, of course, it is ongoing and now being extended.
Are you seeing more businesses signing up to this standard now that there must be pressure from surrounding shops? If you don't have one, you would look worse.
Well, since the original drive, we have seen more businesses asked to become engaged. Yes.
Okay, I think this is pretty much everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything you would like to speak about?
Yeah, maybe I could just say something about you know, what we consider best practice to be.
Oh, of course.
I own a business in Red Lion Street in Richmond called Foot Solutions. It's a customer-facing business. We see about 60,000 people a year, and we help people. We help people who suffer from common foot problems with relief from pain and discomfort. And we took a very aggressive stance on this at the outset in aspiring to best practice. And by which I mean, you know, we provide free masks to customers. We have a lot of screening in our shop to separate the staff from the separate our staff from customers. We engage in regular atmospheric antiviral disinfecting within the premises, within the store. We have a sanitizer for incoming customers to use on the way in and on the way out. We have thermometer checks so that we take people's temperature when they come into the store. We have gone down to an appointments only system so people can't just walk in from the street. And we know exactly who we're seeing. So from the beginning, we aspired to do this as well and thoroughly and in the most compliant manner possible. And it has offered reassurance to people who come to us. People seem very comfortable and very willing to comply, for example, with having their temperature taken. I have noticed that other people are also taking good measures as well.